We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, December 12th. A heated hearing on Capitol Hill on Boeing's troubled 737 MAX jets. Tracy Carrasco of the Fox Business Network reports.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday asking some really tough questions about the FAA's possible role in these two fatal accidents involving the Boeing 737 MAX jets. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon, he defended the agency after it was revealed that regulators allowed the planes to keep flying after the FAA's own investigation revealed that there would be some major risks if some changes, some design changes were not made to the Boeing 737 MAX. There was also a whistleblower, a former Boeing executive who testified at the hearing yesterday before the committee. He said that Boeing put profits before safety.
The jets have been grounded since two crashes led to the deaths of 346 people. New details in an hour-long standoff at a South Wichita apartment complex early yesterday morning. Police arrested 37-year-old Jose E. Rivera Avila after they say he fired multiple shots at a vehicle in a parking lot and then hid inside his apartment. Rivera was booked into jail on three counts of aggravated assault and three counts of criminal damage to property. It was determined the suspect was possibly experiencing a mental health crisis. A coordinated terrorist attack near Bagram Air Base yesterday morning. More than four dozen civilians killed and five coalition troops were injured close to the base in Afghanistan. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemns the incident.
This is precisely the kind of activity that we're working to reduce through the efforts that we're undertaking. The people of Afghanistan deserve an end to these senseless acts of violence. The United States stands with the Afghan people.
That attack seriously damaged a hospital that was being built for the Afghan people. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt recognized as the nation's outstanding Attorney General for 2019.
Tuesday, Attorney General Schmidt was presented with the prestigious Kelly Wyman Award by the nation's state and territory attorneys general. The Kelly Wyman Award is the top honor bestowed by the National Association of Attorneys General. It honors an attorney general for his or her professional contributions to the office and the role of attorneys general nationwide. The group recognized Schmidt's leadership both in Kansas and nationally in combating elder abuse and human trafficking, strengthening the professionalism of the Office of Attorney General, and promoting civil discourse and bipartisan cooperation. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A Tuesday afternoon house fire on the city's west side caused about $170,000 in damage. Fire Captain Jose Ocades says first responders reported heavy smoke from the roof of a home in the 300 block of South Socorro. Crews found heavy fire involvement in the attic, and that caused a partial roof collapse. That fire was extinguished. No one was hurt.
Our fire investigation unit arrived on scene to begin the process of determining the cause of the fire. The fire was ruled accidental due to improper disposal of discarded fireplace ash being dumped in a plastic trash can next to the house.
He says the proper way to store fireplace ashes is an approved metal container placed a safe distance from the house. Two Dollar General stores in Wichita were robbed at gunpoint just an hour apart. This was on Tuesday evening. Police were called to the store in the 2900 block of North Broadway shortly before 8 p.m. Tuesday. Two employees said that three suspects wearing masks entered the store, showing a handgun, demanding money. After they robbed the store, they fled in a vehicle that was described by the employees with a license tag number.
Officers located the vehicle through their investigation in the 1400 block of North Mount Carmel, and officers went to contact the driver when the driver, Arango, exited in the vehicle and ran. Officers were able to locate him and arrest him without further incident after a short foot pursuit.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the driver, identified as 19-year-old Emilio Arango Jr., then about an hour later, officers went to the store in the 2900 block of West 13th, where two employees reported basically the same thing. Police set up a perimeter, were able to capture an 18-year-old, Mac Maddox, and a 16-year-old as well. They've all been charged with two counts of aggravated robbery and criminal possession of a firearm. The investigation into what led to the deadly shootout in Jersey City continues. Officials caution against calling it a hate crime against Jews.
The warning to the media from New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall.
Stick to the facts as they're officially reported by our offices.
They know David Anderson and Francine Graham killed a detective and three people before being killed themselves. Why, officials say, is not clear. Of a connection to a hate group, Gregory Urey of the FBI says,
at this time, we are not attributing any specific motivation to this.
The Anti-Defamation League has said it believes the Jewish market was targeted. A possible link of the shooters to a man's murder in Bayonne, New Jersey over the weekend is also being investigated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Saudi participation in U.S. military training is being paused. The Pentagon reviewing vetting processes after last week's shooting on a Navy base in Florida.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper told the House Armed Services Committee.
We have directed a stand down that would limit Saudi participation in our U.S.-based training to classroom training only.
Secretary Esper said the FBI is holding at least a dozen acquaintances of the alleged shooter on Naval Air Station Pensacola. Esper declined to comment on whether additional Saudi students are being admitted to the U.S. while the review is underway. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Well, it was a not-so-routine traffic stop in North Carolina.
Deputies with the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office pulled over a tractor-trailer that was weaving out of its lane and slowing down traffic on Interstate 85. But when the vehicle raised the attention of the Sheriff's Office canine, they searched it. And what they found was around $3 million in cash stuffed in barrels containing raw pork shoulder. Authorities believe the money wrapped in plastic was made through drug sales in the region and was on its way to Mexico. The sheriff says it's one of the largest U.S. currency seizures in county history. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
6:37 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at that forecast. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some cloud cover across parts of south central Kansas today, we will be breezy this afternoon with temperatures running above normal for this time of December. Our high 54, mostly cloudy overnight. Our low 36. And then clearing with sunshine Friday and a high in the upper 50s. Saturday, colder and 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the south gusting up to 23 miles per hour. It's mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A little piggy named Biscuit is heading home. Police in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, found a six-week-old pot-bellied pig behind a restaurant. Earlier today, apparently the pig escaped from his family, was vacationing in the area from North Carolina. Well, they take their pig with them on vacation. I guess that's what goes on in the Carolinas. A photo of the sand-specked Biscuit shows him post-rescue, tucked into the arm of one of his saviors. Officers are working to unite him with his family. All right. The pot-bellied pig named Biscuit has been found and identified, and it apparently will be a happy ending, not involving the use of bacon. We've had two stories now in the last few minutes involving pork. Yeah. Do we have a theme this morning? I guess we'll find out as we continue throughout the day.
But if it's a pet, is it just a pig? It's
pot-bellied pig. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just weird.
I guess it's pets, like a little doggy. It is 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's get the commodities update. It's that time of the morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Wednesday, we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle futures trade and close on the positive side. The live cattle were unable to make new highs for the week, but the feeder cattle yesterday had their highest trade of the past 6 to 8 trading sessions. Box beef prices continue to trade lower and have now dropped over $22 lower than the high that was made back in mid-November. Lean hogs traded quiet yesterday and closed two-sided. The December contract expires on Friday at 12 noon. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle 75 cents higher, 125.32. JM feeders $1.12 higher, 142.77. And Feb hogs 25 lower at 67.72. The wheat, corn, and soybean complex all closed negative Wednesday. The corn and Chicago wheat made new lows for their current slide to the downside. The managed money accounts returned to adding to their net short positions in our grain and soybean futures. There's still plenty of concern in the markets of the upcoming December 15th deadline that will impose an additional $156 billion of tariffs on China imports to the U.S. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny higher at 431 and three quarters. March corn's also a penny higher at 372 and a quarter, with January beans down 2 cents at 891 and a half. January crude oil trading 28 cents higher at 5904. February gold's $4.60 higher at $1,479.50. December S&P 1 point higher at 3144. December dollar index 9 cents higher at $97.15. And December Dow Jones futures holding 5 points lower at 27,921. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you talked about that December 15th deadline for the China. Was that Chinese imports? Is that what you said?
Yes. That will put another $156 billion worth of additional tariffs on our China imports coming into the U.S.
Are any of those imports agriculture related?
Yes, some of them will be.
Okay.
Because there is a few things that we import from China agriculture-wise, but the other thing is there's tariffs on our ag stuff going to China right now.
Right.
And they'll probably retaliate with more tariffs if we do this on the 15th. But right now, there are some meetings going on in Washington to try to alleviate this December 15th deadline and let it go by without anything being done.
All right. See, if they, are you optimistic they'll get something done?
Yes, I am. I think that I don't think either side wants to see more tariffs put on, and I think they will try to get something worked out and possibly get closer to signing that phase one deal.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your expertise, and I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, all right?
Thank you, Deb.
Sounds good. That's the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Great information every weekday morning at this time with Tom Loeffler on Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. He'll be stopping by. Don has a pretty simple theme this morning: money and happiness. We'll see. We'll see what that all involves when our Money Tracker Don Grant drops by. It's 6:42 with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.